in Miami, and we're going to travel right now to New York and talk with Jesus Salas from Spanish Broadcasting System. SBS is the owner of great Spanish language radio stations across the country, including those in Puerto Rico. That's what we're going to focus on today. And I think it's a great time to kind of remind the advertising community, the marketing community, and of course, the radio industry that Puerto Rico is back, baby. It's alive and well. How are you, Jesus?
That's correct. It is back alive and well. And thank you so much, Adam, for having me on with you today. I'm here from New York City, as a matter of fact. You know, I'm in between the cities, but it's a pleasure to be here with you and an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And let's remind everybody what your current title is. Your EVP of programming?
Yeah, the Executive Vice President of Programming, in charge of all of the programming for all of our SBS stations in the six markets that we're in New York, Miami, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Puerto Rico.
Excellent. Well, Puerto Rico is definitely something that is near and dear to my heart. I began my career working with the late, great Billy Fourquet with La Mega Estación in 1993, when we were doing reel-to-reel Ampex, sending back and forth.
I remember those days.
Real challenging assignment for, you know, a fresh kid that was still an intern in college. But, you know, the things that are going on in Puerto Rico today after Hurricane Maria are a great sign that the economy is coming back, that things are getting back to normal and better than ever. And one of the great things that we're seeing right now is the launch of a brand new radio station, one that really kind of speaks to the heart of what Puerto Rico wants today in terms of music. And that is Play 96.5. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to put Play on, which really ended one brand's era in Puerto Rico, that of Estereo Tempo, and why now?
Great questions, Adam. The, you know, one of the reasons is that the music has evolved with as time has passed. You know, you remember in the 70s, it was La Salsa Gorda, La Fania. Then you had in the late 80s and 90s, the Salsa Romantica, then the Merengue era, and then you have the Urban Reggaeton era, and which has now morphed into the actual popular music, romantic music, not only based in Puerto Rico, but from artists all over the world. So that's the new pop. And what we've noticed is that sometimes you need to evolve with the music on the stations according to the styles and the demographics. And we felt that, you know, the audience was ready. And from our research and focus groups, we saw there was a need for a different station with mostly variety of hits. Many of the stations in Puerto Rico focus heavily on the new music. This station's definitely going to have the new music. It's also going to have the variety of the recurrent hits, you know, a year or 2 years ago, 3 years ago. So you're going to definitely hear songs that are going to be refreshing that have been on hold or rest for quite some time. And the name Play plays well with so many things today. And it's an alliteration of the frequency, because on air we say Play 96. So it works well, and we've had great reception, great feedback in the last few days since we launched it.
I'm also thinking of the people at home that now have the smart speaker where I could say, hey, Alexa, play 96. Again, you know, it's one of those brilliant things where I'm just kind of thinking to myself, wow, you know, you guys are pretty smart.
Yeah, dale play a la variedad. You know, it's the variety factor, the name, you know, it's something that there's very few stations in the world named Play. I think there's one in Panama that I listened to over the holidays when I visited, but I thought it was a great idea where the team came up with a name and we implemented it. And we're definitely going to go now into launching a brand new fresh morning show. But not only that, we're going to be focused on finding new talent in Puerto Rico for radio purposes, meaning we're going to be on the search and on the lookout and to give opportunities to new potential talents. I mean, think radio is such an important part of the DNA of all Puerto Ricans, and it was definitely the medium and platform that kept everyone together and informed after Hurricane Maria. After TV went down, digital internet went down, we still had our stations up. We did the relief. We went in with over 100,000 pounds of relief the day after Maria. Mr. Alarcón flew us in with a cargo plane, which was a miracle that we could do that same day. And we've been on the air ever since. And the audience has really been working, and that's why the ratings just came out. We have the number 1, 2, 3 stations in the market. And now with this adjustment, we expect it to be in the top 5 in the next rating.
You know, I happen to think that personally, the station sounds wonderful just days after its launch. Talking from a business perspective, putting a new brand in Puerto Rico today, what does this say in terms of the business climate? We've heard so much about the flight of Puerto Ricans to the Orlando market, to the mainland, this drain of money, this drain of dollars. But at the same time, this proves that, you know, maybe those stories were overblown, that there's definitely still life in Puerto Rico for the business community.
I'll tell you what I've learned, and even from Warren Buffett himself saying, you know, when there's blood on the streets, it's time to get greedy. It holds true today. I mean, I think right now Puerto Rico is a valuable place to invest in. You know, you can buy properties which are going to go up in value. I see there's going to be a lot of businesses going into Puerto Rico. I have a close friend of mine that has a multi-million-dollar business, non-related to radio or media, that has moved his company's headquarters to Puerto Rico, and he's practically, and he doesn't even speak Spanish, and he practically lives there more than half of the year. And you know, the tax purposes and the tax benefits from being in Puerto Rico has helped his company become even more profitable. So all of these incentives, if they become known generally to other, you know, companies, non-related to media or related to media, could be a huge growth spurt for the economy. And I believe that the island is a great opportunity to invest. And there may be some that do relocate to Miami, to Orlando, to New York. But that's always happened. But you always have that going back to my roots. And you have a lot of, you know, people that, you know, if the studies and the education and everything as the governor is improving, it's just going to get better from here on out. So I think this is the bottom. Like they say in the stock market world, it's at the bottom of the MACD, the bottom of the stochastics. It's oversold at the bottom of the RSI. This is only one way it's going to go, is up.
So you have the new brand in Play 96. Let's talk a little bit about La Nueva 94, because there's some new things going on there that I think are of interest. You're really tapping into the top influencers in Puerto Rico and using them on the air and surrounding a tweak of the music to more of a trap, reggaeton, Latin urban feel. Explain a little bit about some of the things going on at that heritage facility.
Well, that station, you know, it took quite some time for the advertising community to accept the sound. The building was not where we needed it and knew it could be. The ratings were there. And as of today, it's one of our top billing stations in Puerto Rico. The station is the number one rated station in the island, 18 to 34 demographic, Monday through Sunday. Number one morning show with Rocky. The station's strong in every day part. And what we needed to do was reinforce the afternoons. And in with social media today, it's very interesting. You have a lot of social media people that are very popular on social media. However, it doesn't always translate well to being a radio mm-hmm. personality. There's two different avenues of expression. It's not the same producing a 4 or 5 hour show where you have to have constant content than posting or you know, putting in some characters and being cute. So, but all in all, I mean, if you can attract almost 1 million people as Joshua, who is out in the afternoon, the show is called What's Up. But Joshua has almost 1 million followers just on Facebook. And Jackie Fontanier, she has over a quarter of 1 million just on Instagram. And these are great numbers. Now, our challenge is to work with them and Raji Gayart and the whole local programming team. They do a fantastic job in having everyone adapt to the radio program. That's why we have El Quickie there, which is the radio guy that keeps them going.
Lastly, before we wrap up, there are two other radio stations, La Mega, which is one of the stations that has really been a stalwart, if you will, in Puerto Rico over the years, that is doing, I guess, a lot of hot talk in addition to playing some of the top hits. And then your classic salsa station, Z93. There's going to be some changes there that brings in some more spoken word programming. Just wondering how those stations fit into the mix right now, what you can share.
Well, absolutely. Well, Mega is... we're very fortunate. We have great talent on all of our stations, and we have the number one, number two, or number three stations in the island in different demographics. You mentioned Mega. Mega's number one in the morning and in the afternoon, 25 to 54, 18 to 49. We have a very strong station. It's an entertainment-focused station. Of course, it's has a music element. But I would say that the entertainment part of the station is what's carrying what we're doing there. And Mega continues to be iconic. It's mm-hmm. it's one of our strongest brands, not only there, but in the country. Mega New York and LA is number one also. And then for Zeta, since you mentioned it, yes, Zeta is, you know, 40 years. Anniversary. We're going to do an anniversary event in November. We're refreshing the brand. It's a very political island, very political year. We're going to adjust the morning and announce it soon to be more of a news, political information morning show, similar to what we have, but catered to Puerto Rico, to what we have in Miami with Oscar Asa. And Oscar Asa is political news, credibility, and he's the number one morning show in Miami at this moment with the current ratings. And he wow. even pulled a 10 share this week, which is, it's unheard of. Yeah. News has been very strong this year, and we're going to capture that market in the mornings for Zeta. I believe the audience calls for it,
like there
and
are
it fits
some
perfectly well with our strategy
here for advertisers and for listeners. And we wish you all the best in terms of what is to come, not just with your stations, but in Puerto Rico. It's very exciting to see that there's some life, that things seem to be getting back to normal in a lot of ways. We still hear about TV stations that are struggling to get back on the air, but you know, it's a good reminder that Puerto Rico, a part of the United States, is very much a part of the U.S. Hispanic market. And we salute you for making these changes. And we look forward to hearing more over the next 6 months about what you're doing. So, Jesus, thank you. And thank our listeners.